Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Close Up Talk Radio, the unique internet broadcast series that brings you together with some of the most amazing, important, and interesting individuals from the worlds of business, industry, travel, health and wellness, art, entertainment, and more. From company owners, CEOs, and presidents, to the technical wizards behind the scenes who create the magic that make their company's products and services so special. Here's your opportunity to hear firsthand the fascinating stories of how it all happened from those who actually made it possible. Now, live, this is Close Up Talk Radio.
Thank you so much for joining us. We are live worldwide with our global audience on CUTV News Radio. This is your host, Jim Masters. We appreciate you joining us today. It is Friday. It is December 9th, 2016, at the time of this live broadcast. It's 10 a.m. here in the east at the CUTV News Radio studios. This broadcast will also be archived, so you'll have an opportunity to hear this broadcast, which is part two of our series with Jamie Levinson. And if you missed part one, that is available for archive listening as well. Sometimes maybe you want to go back and you want to hear something we said during a broadcast or some material that Jamie has shared with our audience and with me. So feel free to go back in the archives. We are continuing our enlightening and thought-provoking series with Jamie Levinson, who is the president of Jamie Levinson Consulting, which is an executive coaching and leadership training service practice serving the greater New York metropolitan area. Now, Jamie works with leaders, primarily women, to help them maximize their potential by really leveraging their strengths to be even more successful within their organizations. Now, with over 20 years of experience in learning and development in financial services companies, Jamie creates a trusted and collaborative partnership that empowers her clients to really be their best selves, to learn and to create a better future for themselves as leaders. And, you know, just because you may be talented and capable, it doesn't necessarily mean you possess the necessary skills to be an actual leader. So even if you've climbed that corporate ladder to senior management, you may still have some blind spots with regard to interpersonal communication, presentation, communicating effectively your message. But thankfully, these are skills that can be developed. And our special guest expert, who has skill, talent, the background, the compassion, she's a great listener. She really cares about her clients. She really wants to help people. And her successes are, and accolades are many. Jamie Levinson, president of Jamie Levinson Consulting, is somebody who really help you, or maybe somebody else that you know personally, a colleague, a friend, family member, who maybe can use the assistance of Jamie Levinson. She's really, really, she digs in deep, and she's somebody who truly cares at the same time. And it's a great, great mix. Our honor to have her continuing with us here as our special guest today on CUTV News Radio. Jamie, good morning. Thanks for joining us again. We appreciate everything that you're sharing with our audience here on CUTV News Radio. Welcome back.
Well, thank you so much, Jim. It is absolutely my pleasure to be back on the radio with you and the audience today. And so I'm looking forward to our conversation today.
I'm very intrigued when I speak with guests who are experts such like yourself. We all have in our own lives things that point us in certain directions. We all have our own life's journey. What were some things in the life of Jamie Levinson that pointed you in the direction of wanting to, and of course the passion that you have, to want to really inspire and encourage and empower people, guide people as a consultant in the way that you do so beautifully?
Sure. So, Jim, early in my career, I was a counselor, and I worked one-on-one with individuals, which I really enjoyed. Prior to that, and I would say throughout most of my life, I was one of those people that friends, family members, and this is probably still true to this day, they will call and they'll have something that's on their mind, and I will listen, and then they will call again. And so I'm kind of that person that people go to. Of course, coaching is much, much more than that, but that's kind of been a thread throughout my life. Early in my career, as I said, I was a counselor before I moved into corporate America. And while I was there, as you mentioned, I worked for over 20 years working with leaders in different roles, and I coached them. I facilitated leadership classes. That was what I spent most of my time doing. So, for example, presentation skills, how to influence, how to manage more effectively, how to build relationships with people. But here's what's interesting. People would come to me after the class and say, Jamie, would you work one-on-one with me? So while the group style is a wonderful learning experience, I found that, and I very much enjoyed facilitating that I really loved working one-on-one with people. So that really was coming full circle for me because I started my career in that way. And then at that point, I decided to, you know, after having been in corporate a long time, to take a risk and step out on my own. And I've been an entrepreneur for 3 years now, primarily doing executive coaching and some leadership training as well. But what's interesting is I really got back to that one-on-one, which is where I feel I bring my strengths and where I feel I have the most impact. So it's been an interesting journey.
And one of the things I know firsthand and just doing research on you and learning about the incredible work that you do and again, your successes, is that signature presence that you have, whether you're coaching or you're mentoring or facilitating, carry a warm, relaxed yet professional style, which people are drawn to. It also creates a safe environment in which strong relationships are built and your clients are comfortable to take risks. Creating a safe environment right at the outset and creating a sense of trust between you and your client, I know are incredibly important to you, but it's an essential ingredient to the entire mix, isn't it, Jamie?
Yes, it is absolutely, excuse me, creating the trust is a very key ingredient. Now, initially, Jim, there's got to be chemistry. And not every coach is right for every single person. Chemistry must exist. What I bring to the table, as you mentioned, is that relaxed yet professional style. I bring my warmth. I bring a sense of humor. And I bring my strength in building relationships with people so that, yes, there is a safe space. Nothing will happen unless the client feels that, you know, they can trust their coach. And some of the ways that I do create that safe environment, besides showing up as who I am and being authentic, is really stressing from the beginning that confidentiality top of the list. In other words, whatever's discussed by myself and my client is confidential. So I work with individuals who work in organizations. So I have a relationship with the stakeholder of that organization, meaning whoever brought my client into coaching or suggested coaching, or maybe they raised their hand for some coaching. But whatever communication I have with that stakeholder, it's very high level so that the communication between me and that my client is never compromised. So talking about that with the client early on by listening, and you mentioned presence. There's a way that I am present for my clients so that they know, because I'm doing active listening. I listen. I demonstrate empathy. It's important that questions are asked that are powerful. And so by doing those things and showing warmth, I can connect with people, and that creates a safe space. And again, critical for a positive coaching relationship.
The other thing I know, too, that you're very effective at is you approach everything, even though there's certain methodologies, there's certain strategies, there's certain effective tools and resources, you don't do it as a cookie-cutter approach. you custom craft, custom design your programs, your services based on the needs, the hopes, the desires, the personalities of the individual, the current scene, the scenarios that exist. So you have all the resources, all of the skill set, all of the, again, methodologies, but it's not one size fits all, is it?
Absolutely not. This is very much about who's sitting in front of me. And, you know, coaching is driven by what the client wants to work on. Now, with that said, because I work in organizations, there may be something that a manager or boss would like to support the individual to get stronger at. So that is we take that into consideration, but this is completely driven by the client, what their intentions are, what kind of progress they would like to make, and very much everyone's an individual. So sorry, and I deal with each person as the individual who's sitting in front of me. So no cookie cutter. I get to know everyone, and they get to know me as well.
Which is terrific. The other thing that you do that you're very effective at is working through a positive frame, bringing openness and, as you say, warmth, humor, authenticity to your client relationships. And you do that through being a phenomenal listener. A lot of times when there's information that's being divulged or shared or presented, the person doing that isn't always the best listener. They're more concerned with just getting the information out there and sort of throwing it up in the air, and wherever it lands. But you have the innate ability to be a powerful listener, a great questioner. You love interactivity and feedback and making the client feel like they're really invested in the relationship and invested in the outcome. Because for them, this is an investment when they work with you that pays dividends in so many other ways that are lifelong, aren't they?
Yes, that's true. That is absolutely how it works. And I want to say that, you know, showing up and being authentic is very, very critical to this process. Again, being present is also very, very important. So I think what I really bring to the table is that ability to listen. And this is very much a function of coaching. By listening and by asking the kinds of questions that surface things for people, the clients get greater clarity. You know, they are, and this is key, they become aware of their choices. And we move, clients are able to, you know, my clients are able to move into action. So, you know, the interaction brings clarity, and it also helps people say, oh, you know, I have a choice here. People don't always realize that. And we focus, Jim, on where clients are now, and then what are they going to do about the situation? So it's very action-oriented. So I think that's one of the things that makes coaching very different from other forms of communication and helping relationships.
And how do from your own personal perspective and sort of breaking it down a little bit for us and maybe for somebody listening that is hearing consulting, hearing coaching, but not really fully understanding of the benefit of and how you define it. How do you define coaching in terms of the type and style of coaching that you specifically do, Jamie?
Yes. So the way that I would define it is closely aligned to the International Coaching Federation's definition of coaching, of which I'm also credentialed by. So it's really, and in so many words, it's an ongoing professional relationship that helps individuals to get not just good, but really extraordinary results in their lives, in their careers, in their organizations, and in their businesses. And what happens is that through the relationship, individuals deepen their learning, they perform better, and overall in their lives, they're happier. Now, I work in organizations. I'm not a life coach, although, you know, sometimes issues related to outside of work do come up. But I focus with individuals, very talented people, by the way, people that are either moving into a new role, they've been given greater responsibility. Perhaps this is someone who is now going to inherit a team that was an individual contributor before. Maybe this person is doing great, but they're going to give presentations now, and that's something that they need to get more comfortable with. So these are talented individuals, and I work with them on work-related issues. Some of the benefits, so again, it's not that people are coming to coaching because they have a performance issue. It's because they're doing great. And you mentioned, Jim, strengths-based coaching. And I do come with a positive frame. And what that means is I focus on the strengths, the things that make people great. So while we do need to sometimes polish a skill or get stronger, and we call those development areas, we focus very much on how do you leverage what you do fantastic already so that you can be more effective at work. So that's part of coming with, and that's part of seeing who is in front of you. It's not just what the situation is that the client brings to me, but it's me seeing who is the person and what in front of me and what are the things that they do that make them great. And then using all that to help the client move forward into the direction that they want to go.
That's very important.
So I could give you some examples.
Yeah, they're gaining insight, they're developing new behaviors, and the bottom line is achieving greater effectiveness. So, yeah, if you have some examples, I would love to hear it. Share that with us.
Oh, I'd be happy to. So, for example, people work on improving relationships at work. First, I'll mention a couple of the general, and then I can give a couple examples. People work on improving already good communication to make it excellent communication with senior management, with their colleagues, with their teams, with those that report to them. We all have different leadership styles, and learning to be a leader is something that everyone can learn. There are skills that leaders have. So, and in addition to that, we all have a style, and learning how to flex, if you will, flex that style to other style promotes greater relationships, less conflict, or the ability to work through conflict. And all of that promotes a greater confidence. So sometimes people need to just tweak an edge. Maybe they need to influence better across silos or departments. And you know, I can give you a couple of examples. I worked with a high potential individual who's about to move into leadership, and that individual was present. So when sitting in meetings with more senior people, really needed to show that physical, demonstrate the traits, and communicate in a way that says, I am also a leader. I'm on equal footing here. And we worked on that and was very successful. In another instance, I worked with a leader who really needed to and you mentioned I do work primarily with women, but I also do work with men. This individual needed to manage his stress reactions so that he was seen as more leaderly-like. He would show his emotions to a degree that it was really impacting the morale of the team. So that brings us to emotional intelligence and how do we manage our own emotions and read the emotions of others. And first it begins with being aware of your own feelings. So we worked on that, and he had tremendous success. So I think I hope that gives a few examples of the kinds of things that we work on together. So primarily I work for often 3 to even maybe 6 months with that's common, a six-month engagement where you meet twice a week. This is done in person whenever possible. But I will tell you, with everyone being so geographically dispersed, you know, we can do Skype, we do FaceTime, whatever technology is available, and that can work pretty well. So that's also another option.
I wanted to let folks know, too, that your background is quite extensive. Our special guest today is Jamie Levinson, and you have a professional coaching certificate from iCoach New York at the Zicklin Business School of Baruch College. Of course, CUNY, qualified in the Myers-Briggs Type Indicator, the Thomas Kilman Conflict Mode Instrument. You hold certificates from Coach University, the Ken Blanchard Companies, NTL, DDI, multiple other training companies. You're a member of the ATD New York, the International Coaching Federation, as you referred to, and so much more. Even serves on the board of All Together Now, an adoptee-led support group for adoptive families. So you're very, very hands-on, and you're very involved in the community and in projects and programs and things that encourage and inspire and really help people tap into what may be deep inside of themselves. They just need a little comfort zone. They need a little guidance. They need to be shown maybe how to pull that out of them, right? Because sometimes we bury all of this inside of us and we get bogged down with the day-to-day of life, filling out, you know, taking care of that inbox, making sure the bills are paid, and we don't tap into what's deep inside that we can bring out. You really help people do that in such an effective way.
Well, thank you, Jim. To the first part of what you said, you know, it's a big world out there, and there's so many ways that we can give back, and that is very much another part of who I am. In addition to serving on a board, I have mentored for the past couple years. There's a wonderful social entrepreneur type global organization, which has a partnership with the iCoach New York, where I got certified as an executive coach, and I have happily, you know, provided pro bono coaching services for the individual women around the world, and that has been tremendously rewarding. And so I do try to keep my hand in something like that. And to be honest, one of the most things that I love about the work that I do are the relationships. I mean, if you said, Jamie, what's one word that really brings meaning to what you do? It's the relationships, whether it's the clients, whether it's the colleagues I meet. I meet so many interesting and talented people. And, you know, that keeps my world expanding, and that's very exciting. So to your second point, yeah, I think through working towards, you know, we create goals. You know, I work with a client to create what we call development goals so that they can actually reach the goals that their organization wants them to reach so that they can be even more effective. And along the way, to your point, I think people do, sometimes they discover that, you know, this is really the direction I want to continue, and sometimes maybe it's not. So while I'm not a life coach and I focus really on how to strengthen leadership skills at work, people still have an opportunity to reflect on how what they're doing makes them feel and where do I want to go next? You know, do I want to continue with this? Is this really doing it for me? And that's terrific. And that's another benefit of working with someone who is going to be present for you and able to help you reflect, gain insight, and make some behavior changes.
Absolutely. I'm always fascinated by success stories. Can you share maybe one or two other quick success stories with our audience as well, Jamie?
Sure. I'm actually coaching this person later, so she comes to mind. She has been working she's a female client of mine who is a project manager in a very entrepreneurial organization with little structure. And her challenge has been, she's been asked to lead a particular project, and she was getting very frustrated because she wasn't getting the buy-in from her team to move the project forward. She doesn't have direct authority over those individuals. And that happens a lot, Jim, in the workplace, where you need to work across the silo. You need to influence others. but they do not have, you don't have authority over them. They don't report to you. So we have been working very hard on her influence skills, strategies to engage her group, as well as to make other alliances in the organization so that she can move her project forward. And she has finally gotten traction. Things are moving ahead, and she has been given some very positive feedback on the work that she has done recently and that the team has done. So that's been a really rewarding one. And again, that's a very common issue for people. And so some of that's about strategic thinking and how do I build alliances with other people. And that's something that I work with people on. In terms of, you know, another passion of mine is working with women in environments where there are a lot of men. And often women need to alter their communication style, their differences in the way that men and women, you know, listen to each other, and their different behaviors that happen. And women, many women have trouble, you know, being heard in meetings. So I worked with one VP in particular I'm thinking of, and we worked very hard on, you know, how she could take control when she gets interrupted. We talked about how you can build alliances before the meeting so that you have a champion in the meeting with you. You know, men are very good at doing that. Women don't do that as often. And she has reported to me recently that she's become much more successful in the meetings that she's having. She's not there 100% where she would like to be, but she's made some. And, you know, that's one that I personally, you know, feel very passionate about, that particular topic. Mm-hmm. So
yeah,
that's another example.
Absolutely. What we've got about 3 minutes left. I want to make sure I definitely ask you, and it's something that would obviously require more than just 3 minutes, so hopefully we do get a chance to chat with you again down the line, because I totally send you kudos and applaud you on the work that you do. You're changing lives for the better. What would be something, Jamie, that you could say is one of probably several things that you're most proud of?
I know exactly how I want to answer that. You know what it is, Jim? It's the feedback that I get from my clients on the impact that the work has for them and how it's helped them move to the next level or get greater clarity of their situation. So it's really hearing from the clients, seeing them be successful, and that's what does it for me. And as I mentioned before, I'm also very proud of the relationships that I build with people and my ability to do that, you know, with ease. Again, chemistry is part of this equation, but when you can get in there and you can build that safe environment so that people feel that they can trust you, then that is very rewarding. And I bring that to the table, and that's something else I'm very proud of.
Well, your body of work and your successes obviously stand for themselves, and I know you're always looking to help more people and work with a variety of different people from all different venues and genres of life and different skill levels and experience levels. So I encourage folks to go to your website. Your website is spectacular in preparation for today's broadcast. And the last couple of days I've been perusing it, and it's rich with content and information. You can learn more about Jamie Levinson and her credentials, her successes, how she can help you by going to her website, which is jamielevinson.com. She's also available for speaking engagements. There's a wealth of things that she can do with you. But the initial step you should take really to connect with Jamie is to go to the website, Jamie, and that's J-A-M-I-E, Levinson, L-E-V-I-N-S-O-N.com. Jamie, a true honor and pleasure having you on the show with us here on CUTV News Radio. Hope we get a chance to delve in deeper a little bit more. I also hope you enjoyed today's show as much as I did.
Oh, thank you, Jim. I enjoyed it very much. It was my pleasure to be here. I want to also let folks know I do teach courses at the American Management Association here in New York City. So that would be on building relationships in the workplace and
That's
communication
great.
Skills for women.
Terrific.
So I really had
thank
a,
you
had
very
great...
much, Jamie. Great time. Thank you very much. We got to run. Jim Masters, CUTV News Radio. Thank you for joining us. Have a great day.